Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday evening, March 7th, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Heart and stroke risks vary among Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander adults. Research presented at the American Heart Association's Epidemiology and Prevention, Lifestyle and Cardiometabolic Health Scientific Sessions 2025 revealed significant variations in cardiovascular disease risk factors among Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and other Pacific Islander populations. The study analyzed health records of over 700,000 adults in California and Hawaii, showing differences in the 10-year predicted risk of major cardiovascular events. These findings underscore the importance of identifying and managing cardiovascular disease risk factors in high-risk populations, emphasizing the need for tailored prevention strategies for AANHPI individuals.
Levels of select vitamins and minerals in pregnancy may be linked to lower midlife BP risk. Higher levels of copper, manganese, and vitamin B12 in pregnant women were linked to lower blood pressure and decreased risk of high blood pressure in midlife, according to a study presented at the American Heart Association's Scientific Sessions 2025. The research, conducted in Massachusetts, found that essential minerals and vitamins during pregnancy may offer protective benefits against hypertension later in life. The study analyzed data from nearly 500 women over 20 years, measuring blood pressure and levels of various metals and nutrients. Results showed that as levels of copper and manganese doubled, the risk of high blood pressure in midlife decreased by 25% and 20%, respectively. Vitamin B12 was also associated with lower blood pressure levels. The researchers suggest further research is needed to determine optimal dietary intake for these minerals and micronutrients. Insomnia, lack of sleep linked to high blood pressure in teens. Teenagers who do not get enough sleep may be at risk for high blood pressure, according to research presented at the American Heart Association's Epidemiology, Prevention, and Cardiometabolic Health Scientific Sessions 2025. The study found that teens who reported insomnia and slept less than 7.7 hours were 5 times more likely to have clinical hypertension. Those who slept less than 7.7 hours but did not report insomnia had 3 times the risk of elevated blood pressure. This highlights the importance of addressing sleep health early to prevent heart problems. Adolescents need 8 to 10 hours of sleep per night, yet the average high school student sleeps only 6.5 hours. Monitoring sleep duration and addressing sleep issues in teens is crucial for heart health.
BioLumic launches world's first commercial light-activated seed traits. BioLumic has launched the world's first commercial trait activation system at Grow Alliance's seed production facility in Wisconsin, marking a significant milestone in the global seed industry. This proprietary light-based genetic expression trait technology enables seed companies to integrate light program traits that enhance genetic expression into elite inbreds and hybrids, without genetic modification. Multiple seed companies are licensing this technology, with commercial hybrid traits expected for the 2026 planting season. BioLumic's light-activated traits have shown significant yield gains and trait heritability, with field trials confirming an average yield gain of more than 20% in multiple untreated hybrid lines. This innovative approach accelerates breeding cycles, reduces costs, and offers a new model for seed innovation in agriculture.
U.S. Kidney Research Corp. achieves milestone in waterless blood purification technology. U.S. Kidney Research Corporation has achieved a major milestone in developing the world's first waterless blood purification device. recent advancements in the device's ion transport system are bringing it closer to completion. This breakthrough technology has the potential to replace traditional dialysis machines globally. The device's ion transport system is crucial for removing excess ions from the blood and restoring proper ion balance. This achievement marks the first successful development of a waterless transport system for a medical blood purification device. CEO Roland Ludlow stated that this breakthrough is a significant leap forward in creating an implantable artificial kidney to improve the quality of life for millions of patients worldwide. The waterless device offers cost savings for healthcare providers and advanced technology for enhanced patient outcomes. Additionally, it addresses environmental challenges by reducing water waste and carbon footprint associated with traditional dialysis methods. U.S. Kidney Research Corporation is also advancing their NCILM ultrafilter membrane technology, offering superior performance for renal disease treatment and industrial applications. With a mission to complete their flagship device, develop an implantable artificial kidney, and advance renal care products, USKRC is supported by a team of researchers and scientists from the University of Arkansas and Dr. Ira Kurtz, a leading expert in kidney disease.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.